Life After Abimelech, Judges 10, 1-2.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
After Abimelech, Tola the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, arose to save Israel. He lived in Shamir, in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years and died, and was buried in Shamir. It can be encouraging to remember that the rule of bad leaders will eventually come to an end. Abimelech only acted as a ruler in Israel for 3 years, but the Bible had a lot to say about him. God showed us that even when bad leaders seem like they are getting away with things, they really aren't. The Bible doesn't tell us much about the next leader, but what it does say is good. A man named Tola became the next God-appointed Savior of Israel. We don't hear any details about his leadership except that God caused him to be a judge for 23 years, 20 years longer than Abimelech, and that he was a leader until his death. It's easy to think that corruption in government will be the end of the country. It's easy to see how that could happen. All God would have to do is let it keep going. But we see here that God clearly wants to save. This record shows us that he put a swift end to Abimelech and brought up a new leader to take charge for a long time after that. Our God is a Savior, and he is constantly giving love and mercy. We don't have to worry about tomorrow if we trust in what the Bible shows us about God. We should pray for our governments and remember that our God is a God who wants to save. If things are going well in government, we should pray that it will continue and that the people under the government continue to remember God. If things aren't going well, it is good for us to remember that it would not be out of character for God to heal a government and make things right again.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.